a single time to town. He lost on Mrs. Brad's door. "Hello," he called. "I have something wonderful to sell." Mrs. Brad opened the door. "What is it?" she asked. "A pot," said a thinker. "A magic pot." He pulled something from his bag. "It's not a pot," said Mrs. Brad. "This is only a pot handle." "Yes," said a thinker. "This is a handle. That pot is visible." "How big is the pot?" says Mrs. Brad. "As big as you need," said a tinker. "How much soup will this hold?" "As big as you can drink." "If it smells a leak," said Mrs. Brad, "who will make it?" "I will," said the tinker. "That's my job." Mrs. Brad looked at the tinker, and she looked at the pot. "Very well. I will buy your magic pot," she said. She paid the tinker and took the pot inside. Mrs. Brad checked and in and some chairs and potatoes. "Why, I will have some search for my supper," she said. She put a vegetables into the magic pot. Mrs. Brad left the pot to put it on the stove. His treasured vegetables stayed on the table. "Perhaps I need to put some water in the pot first," she said. She held the pot under the tap.